Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You know, when I do these podcasts, I wish I could talk about my music or something different, but in this day in society, racism is a problem. And crazy criminals is a problem. I'm living in L.A. County, Van Nuys, you know, or North Hollywood or somewhere. You know, this is a liberal area. They have anti-hate laws. You can't discriminate on race, creed, color, sexual orientation, the state, the county. And this individuals are gossiping behind my back. And, you know, they should have pass a law putting crazy mentally ill people in a hospital who exhibit antisocial behavior. I think I dealt with the racism. I told you I dealt with these hoodlums from my nearby street, these black hoodlums and these other Latin hoodlums, these drug dealers on Haskell come from Vale, Rose, and Landon who target me for no reason, you know, and they got mental problems. And I don't know them. Had to do with a jealousy of a home or something, and I don't even know them. You know, that's a mental problem. I talked about how deranged they was. Now I also had to deal with this white guy who don't understand how to live around African-American people like me or people who seem to him unusual. We don't target or violate or target people directly or directly because of their race. Maybe because I'm a rock and roller, I do music and stuff like that, and he don't understand. I mean, he's ultra-conservative. I consider him very racist. He targeted me for no reason. Make up stories that I'm a drug dealer. He's got a mental problem, too, saying that he owns my home. He don't own my home. Out there gossiping about what he wants and so on. I mean, he should mind his business. But I know he's a criminal. He said, heard this woman said she was going to try to make me angry to get me put in the hospital so I can be in conservatorship. I mean, conservatorship, that's criminal. That's crazy. Not only that, it's crazy. That's deranged, and they should be investigated by LAPD. And they don't like black this or black that or whatever. This is a very multicultural society. Los Angeles has always been very open. I don't know why he's living in this area or building. I mean, he would hope for a conservative majority. It's not going to happen. But that's his opinion about politics. But I don't know why he's targeting me. My suggestion, he should just move. I mean, they crack down on racist people who live in buildings, who target people because of race, color, creed, sexual orientation, gender identity. There are so many people live in this society that's so many open-minded or so many religions. They need to stop. They don't know how to mind their business, so I guess that means they got severe illness and they're dangerous. Yes. They should investigate for racism or some criminal element. The same individuals were targeting me saying they're wondering why I'm living, where I'm working, or whatever. It's none of their damn business. I'm an adult. I think they got some psychosis, and they should keep it to themselves. You're living, and you got laws and states. You need to know how to deal with people. If you don't like something, keep it to yourself. But as I said before, I talk about these issues because if a neighbor doesn't know how to stop committing crimes or being a bigot or mind their business, something is wrong. In my situation, there is no emergency. There is nothing going on but their bigotry. We're not living in 1940. This is not a racist place or conservative place for you to target people because of different colors and creeds. They need to be investigated. Because the one reason why I call them racist is that they made up stories that I was a drug dealer and I'm not. That's racial profiling. I will never be a racial I don't want to deal with no racial profiling of white separatists. I don't. I never sell drugs or anything. They go and buy their Christian religion. We don't use religion to discriminate against other people. My stance is I talk about these issues because in a very open-minded place, city like Los Angeles and state, they still have bigots. They still have crazy people who want to get into other people's business. And they should take these people and lock them up in a prison or a mental hospital. Now, because of what I said on my podcast, I have every right to say what I want to say on my podcast. They have no business getting into my business. I'm too open-minded. I'm too high-functioning, and I'm too independent, just like most people out here. They should not be in my business telling me what work I should do, whether I work or not, whatever I do in my life is none of their business. It's illegal. Unless they got some criminal conspiracy, which they do, and they are a dangerous person. Yes, the FBI and the police should be involved, but they don't know how to stop coming over here gossiping and making comments about me for no good reason. The only way we get involved with people's situation, if there's an emergency, like if you see a fire or there's a shooting, you actually see something really serious happen, then I call 911 and try to be a good Samaritan. But other than that, we don't get into someone else's business or worry about what I do in my home, because what I do inside my home day in and day out is none of their concern. They must be a dangerous person, and I think these people are dangerous and they're bigots. They should not live around people of different races, origins. That's definitely not Los Angeles. I mean, this is we elected Democrats every single year. I know you have your right to your political beliefs or whatever, but don't infringe on other people's constitutional rights. That's how you deal with people. You deal with me, and I'm referring to me. What I do in my home, I own the place, is none of your concern. You have no right to do anything that's illegal. If you don't like what I say on podcasts or what I do, my lifestyle or whatever, then move. Because you're going to be investigated by some hate crime or something sooner or later because you can't mind your freaking business because you got some mental problem or some criminal conspiracy, and that is not legal in this state or building. I did not know you. I did not do nothing to you, but you gossip and you want to get into my business. What I do in my home is none of your concern. You must stay away and you must abide by laws because the laws will catch up to you. And the reason why I call them bigots because they use the N-word, they hold for a conservative majority. It ain't going to be no conservative majority. And they use the N-word, and they want segregation. That's not going to happen in this lifetime. I mean, and then making stands, they're going to try to make me go crazy so to get me to move or go to hospital. That's a sign of a dangerous, saying that is dangerous and criminal. I do what I want to do in my home as long as it's legal. If you're concerned about somebody, do it directly or not at all. Because sooner or later, the LAPD is going to crack down on crazy people. And you're one of them. And I'm tired of talking about this issue because, you know, I don't know. I don't think these individuals are abnormal. All the individuals that I talked about in the last previous episodes, they're abnormal. They're hideous. They don't know how to live around other people. And they should. They the ones who are insane and dangerous. Target me because you worry about my color, skin, or what? I mean, that's crazy. Or what I'm doing to my home. I mean, that's crazy. Good day, good night from Dove Night.